This is Jay Sekulow. The administration getting tough with China.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're going to continue our theme that we started earlier in the week, and that is discussions on international matters. And we have today that the Treasury Department is going to use a national security law to protect U.S. tech firms from China basically stealing intellectual property. So the Treasury Department is planning to use laws designed to address national emergencies to block Chinese firms from acquiring advanced U.S. technology, part of the administration's attempt and its initiative to thwart and what it sees as Beijing's efforts to give itself a huge economic and, important to underscore, military advantage. So interesting report in the Wall Street Journal about this. But I think you have to understand the context. Look what we've talked about this week already. We've been talking about Russia. We've been talking about Turkey. We've been talking about North Korea. There's going to be more developments on that as well. But starting with China, a major move forward, I think clearly the appropriate move to get a level playing field back in, also send a message to the Chinese that we mean business.
Yeah, so we know the tariffs issue is hanging over the Chinese. I think that that is probably somewhat responsible for what the Chinese have already done starting these talks with the North Koreans. Certainly, so they know that that is coming. They also have seen the examples that the countries that have been able to renegotiate their trade deals, like South Korea, for instance, is no longer going to be subject to those tariffs. So it's, again, it's kind of starting at zero, but the idea is that you may not just stay at zero. You could actually be get the tariffs imposed. So China has that. But on top of that, it's now been announced that the president has instructed the Treasury Department that they have 60 days to devise a plan that would actually stop Chinese firms from being able to purchase U.S. tech firms that make up our critical economic and military infrastructure. So, I mean, when you go again to this idea of the cyber warfare and cyber attacks, this would actually stop Chinese investors. Now, a lot of that is mixed there. You know, when you talk about a Chinese business, you're also talking about the Chinese government. So this goes back to a 1977 law. It's a law on the books, so the president has the authority, absolutely. It's 50 U.S.C. 1702B. Yep. The president can block, compel, or nullify, void, prevent or prohibit any acquisition, holding or withholding, use, transfer, or withdrawal of any property in which a foreign country or national thereof has any interest.
All right, so Harry is our director, Harry Hutchinson, Professor Hutchinson, director of our policy at the ACLJ, also a law and economics professor. So let's take a look at this. How do you view this move, Harry?
Well, I view this move as a continuation of President Trump's maximum pressure campaign, and that campaign has already yielded results with respect to the new agreement with the South Koreans. It's yielded results with respect to North Korea's openness, at least to having discussions with the United States, and it has borne results in terms of forcing Mr. Kim out of North Korea to meet with the Chinese leaders. So I think maximum pressure is the way to go.
So, Than, let's get a check on Capitol Hill. This is obviously, we're getting into the holiday weekend coming up, but this China concern on intellectual property has been a big issue with the House and Senate.
Well, and I think this is a great example of using existing laws authority. I mean, you don't always have to go back to Congress to get new authority to do moves like this. And this, of course, would be an emergency powers. Of course, Jay, the goal is obviously to maintain strong trade relations with China. But look, in order to do that, you have to look at their past record of abusing relations. You have to get tough and you have to make sure you're playing on a level playing field. I think this will be well received in Congress, especially since they don't have to move new law in order for him to do it.
All right, we're going to be taking your calls and comments. We come back from the break. Your concerns on China. Talked about a lot of issues. 1-800-684-3110. How do you feel about the president's policies? Getting tough with the Chinese government. 1-800-684-3110. We'll take your calls on that. And don't forget, in the last couple of days here of our matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for ACLJ.org. Back with more in just a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
A lot of interesting reports out today. We're talking about China, but we also have a headline: Mike Pompeo expected to take tough tact as relations with Turkey erode. We, of course, got a pastor that is going to run a special on that case involving Pastor Brunson tomorrow on the broadcast, but and give you some updates on that. But the fact is that whether it's Turkey, whether it's Iran, whether it is Russia, whether it is North Korea, whether it is China, all of these issues have been engaged over the last week. Now, I want to give you a little bit of an understanding of our international footprint. So we have cases. We have an office in Moscow. We, and when I say it's an affiliated organization, our Slavic Center for Law and Justice. They do religious liberty work primarily in Russia, really throughout Russia. We have done work in Beijing. We've been to Jordan. I participated in one of the first freedom of speech, religious freedom conferences ever held at Peking University by the government back years ago. We did that, and of course, we've done work in the region there. As it relates to Turkey, you know, we've got the case involving Pastor Brunson. We're litigating at international tribunals on a regular basis. But now you've got a situation with China and this issue, which is intellectual property theft, basically, is what it is. And the United States is putting some tough sanctions in place. We also now know that the date has been set for the meeting between North Korea and South Korea. This will be the prelude to the meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. So that is now in place.
That's right. So that is, again, at the very end of the month, April 27th. Unlike we saw with the Chinese situation where Kim Jong-un traveled to Beijing, because of the, again, the relationship between North and South Korea, that's going to be happening on the DMZ. But again, still, the fact that he took the step to go to Beijing, the fact that he's sitting down, they've got the date to sit down with the South Korean president, and ultimately to sit down with the United States president, if North Korea does not take those kind of actions, firing off ICBMs. They have not done that. You know, when the Olympics began, things have been quieter. And so that will have to continue, though. And so none of this is, of course, you keep all of your cards on the table. We were playing, you know, we played what Secretary Mattis has said about North Korea. If they ever tried to utilize a weapon like that, how they would end up. But under this law in China, we have an interesting question coming up on Facebook. If you want to talk to us on the air, it's 1-800-684-3110. Do you agree with the peace through strength strategy? 1-800-684-3110. I think it's working. We're seeing it work. But under this law, we had a question about whether or not you could actually, it's retroactive. Tracy asked that on Facebook. And it is. You can actually nullify, take back property and investments. So this is not just a moving forward. But all Chinese investments could be looked at, especially when it involves the tech industry and our critical infrastructure.
So, Harry, I was going to ask you that. So if you look at the situation with China from an economic standpoint, they're an economic juggernaut. It's one of our largest trading partners. But the intellectual property theft has been a big issue.
Absolutely. So it's also important to keep in mind that China views economic power really as a prelude to the use of military and geopolitical power. They cannot be separated. China operates through an authoritarian capitalistic approach, and they use their own laws, their commercial and regulatory rules, to block investments by foreigners in China, but they attempt to use lax Western approaches to acquire foreign technology, yeah, which leads to technology and other avenues of growth. And it's important to recognize that going forward, technology is actually power, and the acquisition of technology strengthens Chinese dominance, particularly in Southeast Asia.
So, Than, following up on what Harry said, I think it's important for our audience to understand, we're not just talking about something that doesn't impact the citizens of the United States. In fact, it does in a dramatic way. And as Harry said, intellectual property and technology is power, and we are in a power struggle, in a sense, than with the Chinese. And we've given them, in past administrations, going way back, not just Democrats, but Republicans as well, gave them an unfair advantage to utilize this. This has been something that has been talked about across the street from our offices a lot on Capitol Hill. What is your sense of where it is, and as a priority item? And to our audience, let me say this. We want to know what you think about this kind of what I would call muscular approach to foreign policy on the economic side. What do you think about that? 1-800-684-3110. But Than, what's the sense on Capitol Hill across the street?
Well, I think it's of the highest importance, Jay, and frankly, I think it needs to elevate in importance across the street, because, look, the power for China to be a great force for good in the United States is there, but then their power for them to be very damaging, and they have showed a tendency to do that, is also there. Jay, but I would suggest that this broader policy of President Trump, specifically as it relates to China, to take a tougher position, is already working. I mean, Jordan referenced just a few minutes ago how China was talking tough with North Korea and insisting on a denuclearization. Well, one of the biggest reasons that they're doing that is because the United States has gotten tough on China through those North Korea sanctions. Remember, China is the biggest trading partner with North Korea. So when those sanctions tightened last month, China was one of the countries that felt it the most significantly. At the same time, the United States grows closer to South Korea with that trade deal. Jay, all of those things on a multilateral basis send a strong message to China that we're not going to tolerate that the way they've been acting. And that is important for both a deterrence factor, but also, Jay, to establish strong economic ties, which benefits the United States.
You know, Lindsey Graham, Senator Graham, has been on this broadcast before, had a very interesting quote about where we are in dealing with that region of the world and how shocking it is that we're at this point in history. Take a listen.
If you told me a year ago that the North Korean leader would be meeting with President Trump, potentially the Russians and the Japanese, I wouldn't believe it. And hats off to President Trump and his team for making this a reality. Maximum pressure has worked.
So here's the question we have for you. Do you support this idea of maximum pressure to get these countries really to the table? It's a maximum pressure approach. And we're going to define that in just a moment. We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's talk about what that maximum approach looks like, because I think it's important for people to understand the geopolitical aspect of this kind of maximum pressure approach.
So when you announce that tariffs could be subject to any country in the world, you've got to then renegotiate trade deals. It forces those discussions, whether those countries wanted to get into it or not. You could see the economic importance of the United States. You see a country like South Korea, a very important ally. We provide a lot of support to South Korea as well. So, I mean, it's very serious that they are that they've got the United States support. And so because of that, South Korea renegotiated their trade deal. They won't be subject to those tariffs. Other countries, though, are having to go through that process now. And then second, on top of that, when you announce these specifics, so when you come to Iran, you've got new sanctions that have been put in place that the Obama administration pulled back. Those sanctions have been reimposed, at least by the United States. The United States has taken that position. When you go into, again, North Korea, tougher sanctions imposed on North Korea and the countries that do business with North Korea, like China, for instance. So that's shut down a lot of travel there. So you go to country by country, and you see there are the broader ideas like tariff, which kind of gets to the restart of the discussion, and then there's the specific to the nation. And now we see Turkey is being added to that list, where, again, the tougher approach to even those who are considered allies to make sure that their economic and foreign policy is matching the United States. We've heard it from Nikki Haley that we're watching how countries vote at the UN.
Yep. So, Harry, how would you define for our audience this concept or this maximum pressure approach?
Well, I think it's easy to define it with respect to a view that looks at what we've actually done. So we have imposed sanctions on Russia. We've expelled hundreds of Russian diplomats in response to the nerve agent attack in the UK. We've indicted 9 Iranian citizens for their participation in cyber hacking designed to enrich and strengthen the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. We've imposed major tariffs on China and on many other countries, and now they're coming to the table. So the United States is no longer going to be an open door, either economically or militarily. We will indeed push back. And while we're talking about this, we should also keep in mind what the Russians have done in the Ukraine and in Crimea. And we should not forget Malaysian Flight 117, which was shot down in pro-Russian-controlled territory in Ukraine. And the Obama administration did virtually nothing in response. This administration is prepared to respond aggressively.
All right, I appreciate that. All right, we're taking your calls on this approach. Maximum pressure. What are your thoughts on this? 1-800-684-3110. We'll take some calls when we come back from the break. Then we come back from the break, I also want to talk about, as we're talking about international matters, and that is getting some of these nominees for various ambassadorships filled. We got to get moving on that, and we also are going to be talking about Mike Pompeo's nomination to the position of Secretary of State. So you'll give us a 10-second view of how important this is.
Well, Jay, just quickly, I think maximum pressure keeps you from having to use military force. If you have a whole diplomatic team on the field, there's not a full diplomatic team on the field right now. We can talk about a couple of those spots. They need to be confirmed.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. This is really important, folks. We'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget the ACLJ's Matching Challenge campaign is coming in the last few days of the month here. ACLJ.org. Back with more, including your calls at 1-800-684-3110 in just a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're going to go to the phones right now. Then I want to talk about in a moment the ambassadorships. You need a full diplomatic team on the field if you're exercising maximum pressure. And we don't have it. And that's we're not getting the movement we need out of the Senate. We'll talk about that in a moment. Let's do take a phone call, though.
Yeah, Tom is calling in from Utah online, too. Tom, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Tom.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
I believe that what we're seeing today is the reason why I voted for Trump. The fact that he gets in there and he pushes these agendas. Yeah, he makes a lot of enemies and he says a lot and does a lot, makes a lot of tweets and things that he does. But the point is he's doing exactly what he said he would do. He wants our country to be strong and to be safe. And I really applaud what he is pushing, his agenda that he's pushing. And the ones who are trying to stop him or to make it look bad or whatever.
Let's talk about you make a point about this, and we've been talking about this maximum pressure campaign. But then you raised an interesting issue, and that is to exercise effectively maximum pressure, you have to have a full team on the plate.
Yeah, maximum pressure requires two things, Jay. First of all, it requires a willingness to use force. General Mattis has clearly demonstrated that. But in the interim, you have to have a full diplomatic team on the field to engage diplomatically. And I would just point out two positions. The one is obvious. It's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who was just recently confirmed by the Senate. Jay, they left town without scheduling a hearing for his confirmation. I don't think there's any excuse for that. That hearing should have happened. His confirmation should be moving forward. And Leader McConnell should be putting it on the floor, quite simply. But here's another example. There are a lot of ambassadorships open, and let me give you one. One of them is in a G7 country, Germany. Rick Grenell's been the nominee for that position for months now.
Yeah, you're talking about a guy that's well-qualified. He was the longest-serving U.N. spokesperson during the U.N., at the U.N. The guy, frankly, has got the credentials to be a Secretary of State. This is a G7 country. And we don't have an ambassador confirmed as we're trying to negotiate not only these trade deals, but also our own national security interests. So you take Rick Grenell, and there's others too, that these need to be moving forward. And let me ask the fundamental question politically on that then. What is the problem, and why can the Republican majority not get these to the floor for a vote?
They can get them to the floor to the vote. All it takes is putting it on the calendar and forcing the debate. Jay, I'm convinced that Rick Grenell has the votes. They just have not committed the floor time to debating him. So, look, this is a message for Senate leadership. They need to put him on the floor and see where the votes fall. And just quickly, I'd say you and Jordan and I, we all know this. We interact through our UN affiliate, the European Center, when you don't have an ambassador in one of these countries, Jay, the cases that we work on become much more difficult.
Oh, you don't have – I mean, look, you want – even in situations like with Turkey, where you've got Germany and Turkey have a relationship. So you would like our ambassador in Turkey – for the United States to be able to talk to his counterpart or her counterpart in Germany, if that's where as we're trying to get a pastor released from Turkey. You utilize all those resources and all those assets, but we don't have those assets on the field now. There's no excuse for this, and we need to, starting next week, we're going to have you, when they're back in session, the phones need to be ringing off the hook on Capitol Hill to get these ambassadors up and voted on. There's no question about it. Rick Grenell's an example of an unbelievably well-qualified. They're all well-qualified, and they need to be voted on. Like Than said, Rick's got the qualifications. They're just not doing it, and this is a political stall that's hurting our national security interests.
Well, and Germany is the plus one in the deal. So you have the five nations of the Security Council that have the veto power. Germany doesn't have that, but they are brought, and again, much of the Security Council was set up in light of what happened during World War II. So they were excluded from having that kind of ability on the Security Council. That being said, because of their economic powerhouse that they are in the world, they are treated as kind of the next step, but they're, when you hear P5 plus one and it's the Iranian nuclear deal, they are the plus one, and they have a lot of transactions with Iran.
Yep.
They've done a lot of the construction. They do that around the world, and because of that, they have leverage that even the United States does not always have directly, and we would have to get them on board to really fundamentally, not just in the U.S. sense, to get rid of the Iranian nuclear deal, but for the world to come together once again and restart any, if there were even going to be a restart of discussions, which I'm not sure there would be with this regime in Iran. But you've got to convince them to come on board. It's very tough to do that when you don't have your a representative of the President of the United States there.
How difficult, Harry, let's talk about from a policy perspective, is it when you don't have your full team in place?
Well, it's very difficult. And to illustrate that particular point, we should simply ask this question. Why do we need a full diplomatic team? I think the answer is quite simple. If we look at the president's authority under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, he is using the U.S. Department of Treasury in order to advance United States interests. I believe that there are similar rules already in place that are under the purview of, for instance, the Secretary of State. But we don't have a confirmed Secretary of State in place yet. So it's very, very important that we move Mike Pompeo's nomination forward if we want to address threats coming from Turkey and Iran and North Korea going forward.
All right, let's. We have time for a call, Jordan? I think we can.
Yeah, we can grab a call right now. Let's go to Hilton in Illinois on line one. Hilton, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Hilton. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I believe that we need to apply maximum pressure not only outside our borders but also inside our country on Congress, because our Congress has been very inactive, and we need to apply pressure. The informed citizens of America need to be united and push our Congress to get these people confirmed, because the Democrats are going to do absolutely nothing. They're going to take away our guns. That's why if we just got to stand against all that.
Well, no, look, here's what you've got. Inaction in Congress is a dangerous thing for the American people when it comes to the diplomatic appointments. We need a full diplomatic team in place around the country, or else we don't get the full utilization of our capabilities to exercise maximum pressure. Yeah. That's just fact.
The budget's still there.
Yeah.
The money is still going to the State Department. Would you rather have President Trump's nominees in charge of it or bureaucrats? Because right now it's bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. that are in charge of that money, because you've got an outgoing Secretary of State and their team outgoing, and an incoming Secretary of State hanging in the balance. You've got talks with North Korea, the tariff issue, as Harry just brought up, the issue under utilizing the law from 1977 through the Treasury Department, utilizing it. But again, not having those diplomats there, but you're paying for it.
Yep.
The resources are there, and it's up to the U.S. Senate. Have the vote. You know, if you don't want someone, they have the power. Vote them down.
Yep.
But have the vote. Actually, take the vote. That's why we elect these people.
All right. Let
it's
me
their
ask
only
you,
job.
Let me ask you this question: as we go into a break, get ready for the second 30 minutes of the broadcast. We're talking about maximum pressure on, as it relates to our international. Relations. What do you think about maximum pressure going to the next half hour on Congress on some of these important moves? We'll take your call. I want to know what you think about that. And listen, you got a different opinion? That's fine too. It's a free country. Take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Maximum pressure abroad, maximum pressure right here at home. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Our phone lines are open for the next 30 minutes of the broadcast. Don't forget, we're at a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. That's at aclj.org. And let me go over something else with you here, folks, and this is really important. Pray for Andrew Brunson and his family. Major issues ahead on his captivity in Turkey. We'll talk to you when we come back from the break. You can always get the next half hour at aclj.org.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
There you go, Crossroads. Great tune. Great example. Maybe we'll play that during one of the breaks here and maybe give you a little bonus at the end of the broadcast. All right, Crossroads, China. China is being hit with some sanctions, and they're being hit with some sanctions because of their capability to basically steal American intellectual property. And that intellectual property and that technology is power, as Harry Hutchison said during the beginning of the broadcast. Then you look at North Korea and South Korea. They're going to meet in the middle of April. This is prelude to the meeting with the president, President Trump. Then you look at what we've got to deal with domestically, and that is the fact that we've got all these ambassadorships sitting empty, including G7 countries, because of inaction on the behalf of Congress. So we're talking about a maximum pressure campaign, both foreign and domestic. We're taking your calls and comments on all of this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But let's reset the table, so to speak, Jordan, on the situation with China and also North Korea and South Korea.
So the president has instructed the Treasury Department, they have 60 days to put together a plan to utilize the presidential power under a law passed in 1977. It's called the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. It gives the president broad authority to address unusual and extraordinary threats to the U.S. This is specific to China. You can prohibit acquisitions of U.S. businesses from Chinese-owned interest, not just state-owned interest, by the way, but foreign nationals are specifically included in the law. Second, you can void current business investments. So again, you don't the president has the power to do this. Now it's the plan. How would you put it into action specifically? And then you let the Chinese know, okay, this is what would be coming if this and this is not done. The tariffs issue, of course, is hanging out there for the whole world. Some countries have already renegotiated trade deals bilaterally with the United States, so they will be exempt from the steel tariffs. We've seen Russian sanctions increase on individuals and state-owned industries, specific to the cyber attacks. We've seen the Iranian sanctions increase when it's bilateral to the U.S. We've also seen the North Korean sanctions increase.
So let's look at what the net effect of. Jordan gave an incredible list of where sanctions are being implemented. What is the effect of this? I mean, I think that's why you got the North Koreans coming to the table. That's why you got the Chinese reacting the way they are.
Well, first and foremost, the United States has sent a strong signal to the entire world. More specifically, it sent a strong signal to China. China apparently is exerting pressure, for instance, on North Korea to come to the table. The United States has put pressure, for instance, on South Korea. South Korea has come to the table and renegotiated a trade deal which favors U.S. interests and U.S. workers. So we've sent a signal to the entire world. It's important with respect to China to keep in mind that they have a Made in China 2025 campaign. That is, they plan to use authoritarian capitalism to block access to China by foreign governments and foreign companies, but they intend to use central government resources to go after technology firms, for instance, in the United States and in Europe. And so we have to keep in mind that maximum pressure is necessary in order to confront China in a geopolitical and economic framework going forward.
Let's talk quickly then here about the relations as it hits domestically, and that is getting you raised this issue, which I'm glad you did, which is these nominations, especially when you got G7 countries involved. We don't have the full diplomatic team on the field right now.
Well, in order to succeed diplomatically, you have to have the diplomats to do it. And Mike Pompeo and Rick Cornell are two of them. Jay, just quickly, I would say this. The caller mentioned that Democrats are obstructing, and that is certainly true. But guess what? You don't need a single Democrat to confirm either one of these. 50 votes will do it, and Republicans currently hold 51 votes. So they need to come together and confirm those two and, frankly, a whole list of others that come behind them.
All right, we're going to take your calls and comments when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. Maximum pressure or just appeasement? We'll take your calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Mark and Chip from the last administration's approach on a lot of these issues. Again, 800-684-3110. Don't forget the matching challenge campaign at ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Everyone, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We're going to go right back to our phones. We're talking about, really been focusing on foreign international issues, but we've tied in some of the domestic issues, including the nominations of ambassadors. We got a G7 country open right now. Germany, who could be, we could have, if we had our ambassador in places, Rick Grenell is the nominee. He's unbelievably well qualified. And would do a great job in defending the interests of the United States, which would help our situation with Turkey because of Germany's relationship with Turkey, help the situation with that pastor that's in jail. I mean, all of this could come together. But I want to go to Than on this so everybody understands how significant it is that we're not getting these nominees confirmed. It's got to get moving. We're going to focus on that next week like a laser beam.
And by the way, Jay, he's been pending for months and months. This is not like it was a nomination that was just made by the White House. He has been approved, nominated, sent to the Senate, and on the Senate calendar, which what that means for our listeners, Jay, is Leader McConnell could literally put him on the floor at any moment's notice. Yes, they might have to debate him for 30 hours if the Democrats insisted, Jay. But look, it's an ambassador to a G7 country. Frankly, that's worth it. They go home every weekend, Jay. I would suggest the next time they're about ready to go home, they should put Rick Grenell on the floor. And if the Democrats want to use 30 hours, then guess what? They should work through the weekend to confirm him to his post.
Then do we know what other, do we have any other, is that the only G7 country we've got an opening right now? Which is a big deal.
It's the only one that's open. There are a lot of lower level ambassadorships and frankly, you know, deputy secretaries, undersecretaries.
We need all
and
those
like.
In place.
You do, but if you're going to prioritize, the Secretary of State and the Ambassador to Germany certainly stand above. So maybe you can't get through all of them immediately. Guess what? You can get through those two.
Let me tell you what we're going to do starting next week. We're going to focus on this like a laser beam after the holidays. We've got it. We cannot have a G7 country with an ambassadorship from the United States open because of political nonsense. So we're going to really focus on this. And, of course, Mike Pompeo's nomination as Secretary of State. All right, we're going to go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Let's take another call.
Yeah, Ken's calling in from New Hampshire, online too. Ken, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Ken.
Hey. I was just making a comment on the fact that the maximum pressure is nothing but a show of force, using all aspects of political and economical. And with the economical and our ambassadors not being there, it's like taking our aircraft carriers out of the water.
Well, you're right.
On a military show.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, look, diplomacy can sometimes be war without violence when you're dealing with an enemy. You can use diplomacy instead of force. It's part of your arsenal of global engagement. And we've got to be able to globally engage. And my goodness, not having a G7 an ambassadorship leaves a void. I mean, Harry, we did a lot of work on the situation with Turkey, but we know Germany plays such a critical role as a G7 country that the impact on this is incredible, really.
Absolutely. So if you look at Germany, we should note that Germany has the largest number of individuals whose country of origin was Turkey. And yet we have not confirmed a U.S. ambassador to Germany. So it makes no sense. So if we're going to place pressure on Turkey, we must do it politically, economically, and diplomatically if we are going to see progress, for instance, the release of Pastor Brunson and on other matters. And it's important to note that the United States Congress plays a role in all of this if they're willing to work.
They've got to be willing to work. I mean, it's not really an option. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about maximum pressure domestically, maximum pressure on these issues internationally? All right, we're taking another call.
Patricia in Colorado, online 3. Patricia, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
I think maximum pressure is the thing to do, and not to fold like a cheap suit like our former president did. To say something, to hold them to the fire, and hold their feet to the fire, and not fold. But the fact that we do not have an ambassador in Germany is an obscenity.
Yeah, well, it's look. I mean, here's the problem. It's a G7 country that has incredible impact within the region, is an economic powerhouse, and we don't have an ambassador confirmed. And fan, that ambassadorship for Rick Grenell has been pending for what? 8 months? 6 months?
And look, there was a previous caller that referenced that maybe there was some obstructionism going on. We have to say this very clearly, Jay. You do not need a single Democrat vote to confirm Rick Grenell to the ambassadorship of Germany. Not a single one. Remember, it only takes 50 votes to confirm these nominees. There are 51 Republicans. So the two things that we need to get him confirmed are for Leader McConnell to schedule his vote, then to run that 30 hours of clock, and then the Republicans to confirm him. Now, I will tell you this. If those two things happen, Jay, number of Democrats would vote for Rick Grenell as well. It would be bipartisan. It would be overwhelming. But you have to call the vote in order to get him confirmed. It's been way too long. Jay, I don't think another week should pass with the Senate in session without it happening.
All right, we're taking your calls and comments. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Your thoughts on maximum pressure domestically, foreign. That means also, by the way, domestically, we're talking about getting Congress to get some action here because of this. These openings with the G7 country ambassadorship open, and then you've got the whole politics of the Mike Pompeo nomination. I don't think he'll sail through, but they're going to delay as long as they can. I mean, this is just the nature of politics in Washington right now. All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let's take another call here, Jordan.
Yeah,
got
Matthew
time.
In Colorado, on line 4. If you want to talk to us on the air, folks, 1-800-684-3110. Your thoughts on maximum pressure. Is it the right move for the United States? Matthew, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Matthew. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, I think we got maximum pressure on these Senate and Congress people, but I think we need to get out and vote some of these people out. They will not work with this president. I just have to say we've got the greatest president yet. He can fix these problems, but he needs help.
Well, look, we live in a constitutional republic, so votes matter. And your House and Senate votes matter. And if you've got people that are obstructionists and they win a majority, guess what they get to be? Senators or congressmen. So, I mean, votes matter. And we live in a country where you get the right to vote. You meet the criteria under the Constitution. People do, and that's good. And the end result of that is you're going to have friction in Washington, but what you should not have is a situation where, for political reasons only, a ambassadorship to the G7 country of Germany is being held up. Yeah, period. There's no excuse for that. Not like it's not a well-qualified nominee.
You don't get the pressure from the House of Representatives on these issues, so it's only up to the Senate based on our Constitution. So because of that, where the House has been more active on moving legislation through, it always is, but they don't have a pressure point as much. Of course, they have, again, power of the purse. It all goes back to the money is there. It's not like we're saving money by not having people at the State Department. In fact, I would say that you're letting the bureaucrats spend the money. You're letting them utilize and make the decisions instead of the politically chosen, politically appointed representatives of the President of the United States. I mean, that is the job of the ambassadors, to represent the U.S. government and our president and the policies that they want to implement. And that's their job if you're Secretary of State internationally, and it would be your job if you're an ambassador to a foreign nation. But all of these positions tie into every other issue. So it's not like Germany is just Germany because they're a big economy and they're the biggest economy in Europe. They're also, as we said, they're tied to Iran. They're tied to the entire world because of that economic standing. So if you can have a good relationship there and you get the work going on and a face-to-face interaction, it's a lot different than just having bureaucrats go about their day pushing paperwork.
What's the risk factor, Harry, from a policy standpoint, if we don't utilize maximum pressure domestically in getting these nominations through?
Well, it weakens U.S. strategic interest. It weakens us politically on the global stage. It weakens us militarily, I would argue, on the global stage. And so if you look at the nomination, for instance, of Rick Grenell as the German ambassador, it's important to note this nomination is not controversial. So what Congress needs is an energy infusion, and that may have to come from the voters. So it's important for the voters to place pressure on Congress to absolutely do its job.
I want to play this comment from, again, the State Department. We talked about China. So you understand that the scope and nature, just coming from the State Department spokesperson, take a listen to the importance of all this.
China holds an incredible amount of leverage over North Korea as its central trading partner. So getting on that train, going over there, is certainly a step in the right direction. China is an important strategic partner for the United States. We've done a lot of work with China, so we look forward to working with China and getting a more fulsome readout of what exactly happened in that meeting yesterday.
So that was when Kim Jong-un went to Beijing. All right. Velma on Facebook asked this, Stan, any chance of the Senate using the nuclear option to vote the Secretary of State in?
They don't even have to, Jay. They already have a 50-vote threshold. They don't even have to go nuclear. They just have to cast a regular vote.
Yeah, by the way, I always call the nuclear option, it's called the constitutional option. There was nothing in the Constitution that requires 60 votes for filibusters. I mean, these are rules made up by the United States Senate. All right, we're coming back. Last segment of the broadcast. We want you to call. Topic lines are open, of course. We talk about a variety of topics in the last segment, but we'll also certainly take calls on this maximum pressure, but any other topics you might have. 1-800-684-3110. 800-684-3110. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. That's at aclj.org. Back with more, including your calls and comments, in just a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. It's the last segment of the broadcast. We try to get to as many calls as we can. We'll take yours as well. Let's go ahead and take one.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Deborah in Alabama on line one. Deborah, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you all for what you do.
Sure.
I have a question. In the past, the presidents have taken
Hey, you're gonna have to turn your radio down, Deborah. So turn that radio down while I'm talking to you now, because we are hearing you in our headsets, so or in our audio here. So go ahead now and do it with your radio turned down.
Okay. In the past, presidents have taken when the Congress goes on recess and has appointed people to.
Yeah.
How come President Trump hasn't used that authority?
Recess appointments. So, Than, let's talk about that. Recess appointments. The limited that's the problem with recess appointments.
Right. He could in some cases, but they would be a short-term duration. They would not be a permanent confirmation. Here's the thing, Jay, and I think this is the thing we have to focus on. When his party controls the Senate, it should not be necessary. I mean, his party should just call the votes
right.
up and permanently confirm them. It's not that difficult.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about Republicans. You don't have to convince a single Democrat. And you only have to get to 50 because the vice president can cast the 51st vote to get these folks over the line. So you've got a free vote hanging out there. You put together 50. Some of these, obviously, I think a lot of these people, if you actually had the vote, would get a handful of Democrats. I don't think you get more than that these days. And certainly it's different for everybody. And I look at the treatment of Mike Pompeo sailing through for CIA director and kind of, you know, you've got people who may have been fine with it there, who are now, you know, making a stink about it as Secretary of State. They've already gone through the vetting process to lead serious U.S. agencies, intelligence agencies, and then, again, moving to Secretary of State, you would think could be a bit quicker, to say the least, especially when Congress is looking at how things are moving forward in the world. You know, you have to seize moments. You can't, as people have said, you couldn't plan that North Korea would be ready to sit down at the table. As Senator Graham said, they are. So you have to seize the moment. And again, it could be your policies that you enacted as President of the United States that have pushed that along. But you can't wait for Congress oftentimes. Your job is to protect the people of the United States of America.
Yep.
And to keep that protection going regardless of stalemates in Congress.
All right, let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Mark in Missouri on line five. Mark, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, thanks for putting me on, and
sure.
I love your show.
Thanks.
Hey, my question is this. What is with Congress? Why do they have a reason for not getting these appointments? I mean, is it deep state stuff? Is it they don't like who Trump is putting up? Is there anything?
Well, I think, look, it's you know, they don't want these nominees. They will wield real influence in administration. And the Rick Grenell one to Germany. I mean, how could you have a guy more qualified than Rick Grenell on as an ambassador to Germany? I mean, Than, when we look at it politically here, this is just politics.
I don't think you could have a more well-qualified candidate. He knows the UN so well. He knows the Security Council well, which, as Jordan pointed out, as a member of the P5 plus one would be very significant. Jay, look, what you're going to hear from the Senate is they don't have the floor time to dedicate it. Look, we cannot buy that because the handful of occasions, I count at least two of them, where a number of nominees were stacked in a week and the Democrats had the choice of debating them each for 30 hours or confirming them quickly so they could go home to campaign. Jay, in both cases, you know what happened? The Democrats confirmed them quickly so they could go home. So look, even if they decide not to, even if they decide to use the full 30 hours of debate and you don't want to change that rule, which, by the way, you could. What's wrong with working through the weekend to fill these spots? I don't think anything.
Well, yes, they should do it. I'm not sure they ever will. But, Harry, I think it's important for you to reassert the importance of these nominations, like Rick Grenell's to the G7. I mean, it's a big deal.
It's absolutely a big deal. We need to have our full diplomatic team in place, and particularly in Germany. As I pointed out earlier, it's a crucial country with respect to the Middle East and particularly with respect to Turkey because of the large number of individuals who live in Germany who were born in Turkey or who are of Turkish origin. So it's very, very important. In addition, it's important to confirm Mike Pompeo.
Yep.
At the end of the day, I would encourage our audience to place maximum pressure
yep.
on Mitch McConnell to hold these votes, as Than rightly points out, and hold the Senate's feet to the fire.
I feel like putting up a time clock on these nominations and say this one's been pending for this amount of days and the day and the hours keep going. How do we not have a confirmed ambassador to Germany? I mean, we're talking about a G7 country. Inexcusable. In a Republican Congress? How is that? Do you think the Democrats would let that happen? And this isn't where you have to break a filibuster. This is just get to work. So starting Monday, we're going to urge this. A big deal. You got the nomination of Mike Pompeo, who I think is going to be a great Secretary of State. We're focusing on the G7 country, Germany, because of Rick Grenell's nomination. Again, I can't think of a person more well-qualified for this position. And this not going through the Congress is, frankly, just absurd. But we've got to push, and we're going to have to be aggressive in doing that.
All right, back to the phones we go. Kathy calling from Oregon on line one. Kathy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hello.
Yep.
My question had to do with it. Who do we call that is the most influential to
yep.
get this done? I figured Mitch McConnell, but or is there a committee chair or something?
All right. So we will have it's a great question, Than. We will have a plan in place by Monday to where to start addressing the phone calls.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can always speak to your senator. We do that on their behalf every single day. So if you stand with us, we will take care of that. But Jay, I'm just going to speak very clearly on this one. It's a leadership issue, because if this vote was scheduled, if it was called on the floor, Rick Grenell would be confirmed overwhelmingly. Jay, Mike Pompeo already was. He got 66 votes when he was confirmed just a few months ago. So right now, at this level, our call is to leadership to put these votes on the floor. At that point, when it's scheduled, then we can reach the individual senators and insist that they vote properly.
All right. Again, this is a key time for U.S. foreign policy. And we know the North Korea issue. Again, just so you know, depending on when you join us in the broadcast, that meeting has been set between North Korea and South Korea. So part two, firstly, the meeting with the Chinese we discussed yesterday. Now there's a meeting on the table with the South Korean president and the North Korean leader. And ultimately, that would be leading to, and as President Trump has said, a meeting between the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, and Kim Jong-un. So these are serious diplomatic issues when you're dealing with the tariffs, when you're looking, have the Treasury Department look at seizing, voiding Chinese investments in the United States on critical infrastructure and technology. You've got to have your diplomats at work around the world and in Washington, D.C., at the State Department.
All right, so folks, here it comes. I mean, this is just, you know where we're going the beginning of next week. Confirmation time. Mobilize. That's what we're going to do. It's going to be from Mike Pompeo. It's going to be from Rick Grenell. We'll have some others that we want to add to the list. So again, we're going to want your support in helping these confirmations go forward. All right, also, let me encourage you to do this. We are in the last few days here of our matching challenge campaign. ACLJ.org for that. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, there's a matching gift for. So ACLJ.org. And as we close this out, let me encourage you again. We've got the situation. It's another reason why we need to get the ambassadorships filled here, especially Turkey, because they've got a relationship with, Germany, because of the relationship with Turkey. Pastor Andrew Brunson, I want you to know this. We are working a variety of multilateral negotiations trying to secure his release. We're working with the White House. We're working with the State Department. Pray for him. Pray for his family as he's approaching a year and a half in jail. His crime, they called it Christianization. That's the actual word they used in the indictment. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at ACLJ.